talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight ride.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some big news out of New York, the state of New York. Letitia James, Tish James, the Attorney General, Democratic Attorney General in New York, has revealed that she has, quote, significant evidence, end quote, suggesting fraud against the Trump family regarding valuation of multiple assets to banks. Say that again. Letitia James, the Attorney General, has just disclosed that she has, quote, significant evidence, end quote, suggesting fraud against the Trump family on valuation of multiple assets to banks. Not only to banks, but to the IRS. I'll tell you what, they named Ivanka and Don Jr. in particular. Ivanka, believe it or not, was the contact person for the Trump Enterprises with Deutsche Bank. And let's get to the bottom of this. Here's what's happening. That's not an indictment yet. It's not a criminal charge or a civil charge. It's not certain what she will do. And it's not certain if she does something, which direction she will go. But the allegation for a long time has been that what Trump would do, we say Trump, yes, it's Trump Enterprises. Yes, his lawyer went to jail on Stormy Daniels. Yes, his chief financial officer, Wesselberg, is being criminally charged. Yes, Ivanka was the contact with Deutsche Bank. Yes, Don Jr. is into it up to his eyeballs. But the truth is, Donald Trump was the spider at the center of the web. I mean, let's be blunt. It is called Trump Enterprises. He can't just say, well, my kids did it. I didn't know what they were doing. Wesselberg did it, that sly son of a gun. I didn't know he was doing it. Somehow it benefited me. Cohen did this. I didn't know. When everybody around you is either going to the slammer or facing the slammer, you can't just sit there. The spider can't sit there and say, well, I didn't know what was going on. What exactly is it? Well, apparently, and this has been based on rumor up till now, but various New York Times reporting, and there was a subpoena for documents, for records, for financial records, which Letitia James got. The Trump Organization would give inconsistent valuations to banks and to taxing authorities. They might tell a bank that a building was worth $100 million so they could get financing. That would be the collateral. And then they might tell the IRS or someone else, state taxing authority, the same building was only worth $50 million so they could pay fewer, less taxes. So we'll know more details when she comes out, Letitia James comes out with a course of action. It could be a civil case, could be a criminal case. It is a crime, it is a felony to put in a false financial statement to a bank, falsely valuing something for the purposes of getting, or having as collateral for getting a loan. And I think you can understand why. This happens sometimes with car dealerships, with other small businesses. It's very sad. They will puff up what the business is worth, so they do get a loan. I have known of cases where very prominent businessmen and very prominent people have been criminally charged for this. The reason is the federal government is insuring the banks. The federal government is insuring the banks. During the Great Depression, the beginning of the Depression, when Roosevelt came in, it had already been following its course, there was a run on the banks. I mean, people, you didn't know if you get your money out. You didn't know if you get your money out. So everybody lined up and took all their money out. Well, that means the banks had no money to lend, and it just was a vicious cycle. Because the truth is that the bank has plenty of money, but if every depositor immediately clicked their fingers, everybody who had a CD, everybody who had anything in a bank clicked their fingers and said, I want mine right now, there's not enough to cover everybody. The bank lends a lot of this money out. Some of them are bad loans, but most of them make interest. That's how the bank makes a profit. And this is the old model. Well, under Roosevelt and the Democrats, and then it became bipartisan after that, the federal government insures your deposits up to a certain amount. You know, they're not going to insure everything, but for the average person, let's say they insure it up to $250,000. Well, the average person doesn't have more than 250 grand in the bank. Most people don't even have close to anywhere near that. Then you can sit back and relax. You might have a CD, 10 grand, 20 grand, something like that. And you sit back and you go, well, okay, it ain't great what's happening, but if push comes to shove and I need my money, the federal government will pay it. But the federal government has a strong interest in not being defrauded and not having that bank be defrauded. Because if that bank goes under because it gave a lot of bad loans to people who lied about the valuation of the collateral, well, the federal government's on the hook. And that is the jurisdictional basis, one of them, for the federal government's getting interested in this and bringing criminal prosecutions. So this is a piece of very sobering news for the Trump family. They've gotten away with murder for a long time. They've truly gotten away with murder for a long time. And in this case, you know, they're in New York. That was their mistake, except that New York is ground central for financial transactions in this country, Wall Street and New York. And if they had a sympathetic attorney general, like in Texas, and frankly, like in Florida, if they had sympathetic prosecutors, that's one thing. But Letitia James, it's not that she's unsympathetic, but she is a textbook prosecutor. She follows the money. She follows the facts. And when you have somebody of Trump's prominence, because he was president at one point for 4 years, and somebody who owns a lot of property in the New York area and a lot of very expensive property. I mean, there was an anecdote that he valued one of his apartments at one point at over $300 million, which would make it, you know, maybe the most, certainly one of the most expensive apartments in the world. And then they joke about it. And I think Wesselberg said, well, that's overstated by a little and blah, blah, blah. You can't treat a financial statement to a bank testifying to what the collateral, and these financial statements are filed under oath. You cannot submit that to a bank and just kid around. You can't say, bank, I want you to keep my line of credit going for a lot of money. They say, well, we need collateral for that. If you don't pay for some reason, oh, we'll pay. Everybody says that. Okay, you'll pay. What if you don't pay? What if you get hit by a lightning bolt? Your company gets hit by a lightning bolt, you don't pay. What do we have to sell that we can get our money back so we don't have to go to the federal government with our hand out and telling them to make up deposits of our depositors because we're going under? We don't want that. Oh, okay, we're fine. This is what the Trump people would say. We're fine. Look at all this property. It's worth billions. Look at all this. This building's worth $100 million. That's $100 million. In some of them, apparently, and I'm getting into the weeds on this a little bit. In some of them, apparently, they put a little asterisk that would say unaudited. Unaudited. A little asterisk that should raise a lot of hackles. The minute you see unaudited, you might as well say fraudulent. The minute you see unaudited, you might as well say fraudulent. That is Wall Street speak. Now, the fact is, though, that if you have a very good customer over the years who's borrowed a lot of money and paid it back, doesn't matter whether, you don't care if you're a bank, whether they got it from Russian organized crime, Russian authoritarians, Deutsche Bank, the Bank of Cyprus, or where they got it. You figure, all right, unaudited, all right, when are you going to have it audited? Soon, soon, okay, soon. This is the way this stuff went along. Letitia James is putting the clamp down on this. Now, I've not seen these documents, and neither have you. These have been submitted to the Attorney General in confidence, in secret, and we'll see what they have when they come out. But those are the reports coming out of it so far. It is not a get out of jail free card to say unaudited, because you can't say, okay, it's unaudited, therefore I can do whatever I want. You still have a legal obligation to tell the truth on it. So even though some guy with green eye shades didn't take a look at it and sign off as an auditor, doesn't mean you can say whatever you want. And until he does sign off on it, that's fine, and you can bamboozle the bank. That's not the law. The law is that you, in good faith, have to list the valuation of your property to the best of your knowledge and ability. And yes, most banks, if they have in their right mind, are going to want it audited. It's a separate issue. So if Trump goes, well, I have two defenses. I didn't know about it. It was Ivanka, Don Jr., Wesselberg, and Cohen. And by the way, even if I did know about it, I said it was unaudited. That's good enough. Neither of those defenses is worth anything. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.